40 days in the book of John. Jesus heals a royal official's son. John 4, 46 and 7. Once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. And there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. Hi, this is Jim Brown. Jesus' reputation as a miracle worker was spreading. This desperate official makes a long trip over a day's journey to come and see Jesus. Once there, the official implores him to heal his son, who is at the point of death. He is literally begging Jesus for a miracle. What would you do if your child was at the point of death? I'm sure this official had access to the best remedies of his time, but obviously nothing had worked thus far. On one hand, it must have been difficult for this Roman official to have humbled himself to reach out to Jesus, this traveling Jewish rabbi. But he didn't care how it looked. He was frantic about his son. "Go," Jesus replied, "your son will live." The man took Jesus at his word and departed. The official's servants met him as he was traveling home and confirmed that his son had been healed. Then we learn that the official asked his servants what time the boy was healed. And then the scripture says, "Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, 'Your son will live.' So he and his whole household believed." For readers of the scriptures in the 21st century, keep in mind that Jesus, God in the flesh, is the same today, tomorrow, and forever. His power has not decreased, and ultimately, the Lord wants us all to believe and be saved. My prayer: Lord, thank you that I can have my sins forgiven, become a child of God, and have a real relationship with you that will last an eternity. Amen.